We are on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara had asked Hakashem that why is the halacha shalech asabeira for washilech biyat pikeach pikeach hayev. Let us say shluchei shaladam kemaisai. And Rashi said, because of the din of shliches, the halacha should be that the shliach should be potter, and the mishaleich should be chayiv, and the Taisus Rit said that the mishaleich should also be chayiv. So the Gemara answers on this, Shani hosom, the ein shliach l'dvar avera. That by a dvar avera, there's no din shliches. And the Gemara gives a reason. Tamrinen divrei harav v'divrei talmid divrei mi shaymim. Which means the Rabbeinu Shlolom said, let's talk about the case of the Mishnah shilach biyat pikeach. He calls over pikeach. He tells this pikeach he should burn this person's field. Now, on this action to burn Yenim's field, the Rabbeinu Shlom also has a day on this. The Rabbeinu Shlom forbids Ayid to be mazik someone else's rechush. The Rav Asot, the Talmud, he's telling him that you should do it. Divrei Mishaimim, who should you listen to? Should you listen to the Talmud? Should you listen to the Rav? So Rabbi Kibeger in Bab Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis, explains. So what does this mean? So Rabbi Kibeger, this is the Lashon of Rabbi Kibeger, Shaho Yoloi Lishmoya LeDivrei HaRav. You should never have listened to what the Talmud told you. Fahave Shliches Be'iser Bozeh. So it's Shliches Be'iser. Vahainu De'eni Yochel Le'he'osois Shliach Lozeh. You can't become a Shliach. He says you should become my Shliach. The Rabbeinu Shlom says, no, you're not permitted to become a shlich. It's a nisa to do what you're doing. So, who wins? The Rabbeinu Shlom wins. You can't become a shlich. The Torah forbids the shliches, and just like it forbids the shliches, because of that, you can't become a shlich. The Torah took away the parsha of shliches, if this whole shliches is keneged divrei harav. So if this is the explanation, so what will be if I go over to a mumma l'chol ha'teira kula and I tell a mumma should go and should burn my shochan's field? So there's also a din of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishayim. I mean, if in action he listens or he doesn't listen to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but that's irrelevant. You should never have listened to the mishalach. You should have listened to the Rav. So there's no din of shliches by a shliches atzibui, which is keneged divrei harav. That's what Rabbi Kibeger says. Then he brings a sma in Simen Kuf Pei Beis. The sma says, you know what's pshat in divrei harav, divrei atalma, divrei mishaimim? That the mishalach was under the impression that he wouldn't listen to him. That means, the Mishalach told the Shliach, go burn my Shochan's field. So, next minute, it's burnt already. So you come over to Mishalach, you sent him to burn. He said, you listened to me. I told him to jump off the roof. Jump off the roof? I told him he should do it. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim, he listened to me. So therefore I'm not responsible for his actions. That's how the Sma says Pshat. In Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. And Be'emison, there's a Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Tosfos says there are Yesod. Tosfos mentions the same Yesod by us also, but there Tosfos has an explanation, which we will see does not apply in our Tosfos. Taisa says Pshat in the Mishnah that a ganev went over lebal chayvai. He owed someone money, and the yanev's money can pay up the chayv. So one fine day he comes over to his bal chayv and paying up the chayv. Yeah, no. See that field over there? There's a sheep over there that's worth as much as I owe you. Take the sheep for yourself. It's my sheep. No, he takes it, finished. It wasn't the sheep, it was his neighbor's sheep. So there it says that when this Baal Chayv picked up the sheep, Bishlichus, Haloive, who's a ganav by profession, so the ganav becomes Chayiv Ba'onsim. Vrektois v'sakashe, Ein Shlichet V'Aravere, how could the ganav become Mechuyiv Al Yidei Pu'ulas HaBaal Chayv? So Taisva says, all the time I say en shlichel dvar avere, ey dohosem einu yedei eshe shlich yabo. There he doesn't think the shlich is going to do it. Aval kan yedei shuhu yikach meyacher, shesovo shu shiloi. Here the shlich is ignorant that there's an avere being done over here. So memele he'll zicha do it. So there's no svar, divirav divirav talma divirav mishayim. So this Taisus is mamish like the Sma, that the whole lamdus of Dibra Rav Dibra Talma Dibra Mishayimim is a taina mitzadim mishaleach, that he can taina, I am not responsible for the actions of the shliach because it never entered my mind he would listen to me. Dibra Rav Dibra Talma Dibra Mishayimim, and this only applies if he knew it's an Aveira. So then you're right, but if he's unaware that it's an Aveira, or according to the way Rabbi Kivenga wants to say, if he's a mumma l'chola teire kule, so this lumdis of divya rab, divya tam, divya mishayim will fall off, and therefore the mishalach will be chai. So we have here two mahalchem to understand divya rab, divya tam, divya mishayim. If it's a lumdis, that since the rab asked to be a shliach and such a pu'ula, so there is no din shliches, or it's a new svare to pata the mishaleach, because he can taina, I never assume that he'll taka listen to me, so therefore I'm not responsible for his actions. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi ein shliach choshev shliach ledvar avera. He's not considered a shliach. She is chayiv sholchei. Arayhu ka'isa me'elo. It's like he's doing it on his own accord. So Rashi would seem, then the Gemara brings divir adil atam adivir mishaymin, and Rashi says, ein shliach choshev shliach ledvar avera. So it would seem from the lashon of Rashi, he's not a shliach. He doesn't become a shliach. But from the lashon of Rashi, it would seem like Rabbi Kevega's lomdus that he's not a lein. He's not choshev shliach. Yeah. Now let us go further. Zok the Gemara weiter. V'ha desanye, we learned in Abaraisa, shliach shlei also shlichusayim. The shliach was not memala the shliches, shliach moal, also shlichusoi, balabayis moal. So the Gemara eski also shlichusoi, the balabayis, balabayis miya moal, tamay neymo, ein shliach ledvar aveirom. So the Gemara answers, shani mile, the alpha, chet chet mitrumet. Ma trume mashvi shliach, af meila mashvi shliach. So what is the Gemara? So we have here a Baraisa, we'll see soon what this Baraisa is speaking about. But here the Baraisa says, if the shliach was memale the shlichus of the mishalach, so the mishalach is more. So there's a din shlichus by dvar avere. So the Gemara asks, so you just told me, Yepsalam, this ain't shliach with dvar avere. So the Gemara answers, that here I have a posik, I learn out, chet chet mitrume, that is a din shliches by me'ila, even though it is a dvar avera. Now let us see Rashi. Zakrashi shliach shlei oso shlichusai. Gabi hegdishkoi, shahoyu etzloi mois hegdish. Reuven had by him money that belonged to Hegdish. Vito kisavo shahin shalchum. He was under the impression that this money was chulandike money. Umoschei l'shliach likach bem choluk. And the shliach wanted, and he gave it over to the shliach, they should buy a shirt for him. V'kona bem talus. And the shliach used this money not to be m'mala the rotzen of the mishalach to get a shirt, no, he bought a talus for him, the shliach mo. So this aitzos amomin is not because of the shlichus of the mishalach. He never made him a shlich to buy a talus. So this is a me'ila on his own accord. So shliach mo, v'lei ha'shoychei, shebedovor zeh einei shluchai. Avol imoso shlichusai, but what is the bitake bora choluk? Balabayis mo'al, so the balabayis is mo'al, umeivi kolben mile. The davoini, I don't understand what Rashi is being moisif over here. Well, he's mo'al, fashteitel, that's a din mile, keren, chaymish, and then osham. I don't know, Rashi seems to be moisif, the balabayis, and he brings a kolben mile also. Anyway, so al kaponim, so that's the Gemara's kasha. So here you see we say shluchei shalodim kemay. So the Gemara says chet chet mitrume. L'roiv dvorim hi lemuda mitrume b'meseches mila. We learn out many halachas mila from trume. Siv hocha v'chota b'shkoge mikot shei Hashem. Siv b'trume b'oichlo b'shoigeg v'lo yisu olav chet. So we learn out chet chet from trume. Just like by Trume, Mashvi Shliach Laharamosa. Just like by Trume, there is a concept of Shliches, not by the Achila of Trume B'Shegi through a Zol, but there is in Trume a concept of Shliches Laharamosa. So Hu Adin, by Mila, there's also a Indian of Shliches. Let us see Taisvis. Amai mo'al, neima ein shliach l'dvar ha'bera. So the Gemara asked, why is he mo'al? Let's say ein shliach l'dvar ha'bera. Teime. Ha'kolchach mayri b'shoigik. It is speaking about shoigik. Ve'ibe meizid, like a mila. By meizid, there's no mila. Dein mila be meizid. Imkein. So Taisvus says, so Taisvus understood that everyone's a shoigik. The Mishalach is a Shoigig, the Shliach is a Shoigig. Im Kain, ye Shliach l'dvar avere. So if the Shliach is a Shoigig, so Taisvus says, so then we say, Shliach l'dvar avere. Loi Shaykh l'meime, divre Rav, divre Palme, divre Mishoime. Kiven shuhu Shoigig. The Hochi Nami Mashme bepeik merub. The Kama, so Taisus brings down, this is the same Taisus we mentioned before from Baba Kama, but here we'll see, this is Shitas HaTaisus, that B'Shoigik we say, Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aver. The Kama, Harei Shagonav Tlamin Eida, Oma L'Kayin Tul Tlazer, Shuhu Shali, take it for Pidyim B'ni, Ainosni L'Kayin L'Bchayrus, Shushli, Ainosni L'Kayin L'Bchayrus, this is talking about Abal Chayv, the Bach says. Amal abal choyvay, tul tlezeh shu shali, einosna lakayin lebchayres b'noi. Teher oloi betleh shal chaveroi. Umasik, and it feels nice in the Mishneh, the miyad shahitziyay hakayin b'shus baylem, the minute it's taken out of the b'shus baylem, and it's nigmar, the maise kinyan of the shliach, this chayv agandim m'mshiches hakayin. That's what it says in the Mishneh. The hiksha ri hosam, so the ri esta kashe, amai chayev aganev, neime in shliach l'dvar aveir. Why is the ganev chayev? Let us say in shliach l'dvar aveir o vetir. So the ri answered, kiven shein ha-koyen yoideya shehu bo migneva. Since the koyen is unaware that this is a god of the ketle, v'shaych l'meima divrei mi shoymen. The Taina Divrei Mishoimim applies if I know that the Rav said like this and the Talmud is saying like this, the Mishoimim. I'm under the impression that the Rav and Talmud agree, so Mamela passed me shame. So Bekitzer, Tosfos has a Gemara Baba Kama, Mishnah Baba Kama. If the Shliach is a Shayyik, then we say Yeshlich Advarabe. So Tosfos says, the holding Mila is only Bishayyik. So Mamela, so by Mila there's no problem whatsoever. Why we say Yeshlich Advarabe? So why do you need a Pasuk? That's Tosfos Kash. Vo'imari. Tohoche Mairi Afilu Diniskar Ashliach Koma the Mor Balabais. This halacha is speaking about that the Shliach on the way is going to buy the Choluk. He reminds himself this is Kaidish Tikamoni. And he still goes to buy the Choluk with this money. But that's what the Bais is speaking about. The Mor Balabais. Now the kasha is amay mo'al. Why is the balabayis mo'al? Neimein shliach ledvar averim. The divrei harav, the divrei atalmud, divrei mishoymin. So we're asking a kasha, why is the balabayis mo'al, the shliach, knowing that it's kodesh tikemoni, he had no right to purchase with it. Yana made him a shliach. But now he knows that it's a shliach is b'issa. So this is not a shliach b'shoigit. So let us say, ein shliach l'dvar abeira. That is pshat in the Gemara's kash. So finished. Va'af al gav deniskar hashliach. So now this is a new problem. So if the shliach b'shas eitzoras hamamin remembered that this is moishel hekdish, so there's no mila anymore. So where's the mila? Mila is dafke b'shaygik. So there's no mila. So this says va'af al gav deniskar hashliach mo'al balabayis ki demuchach b'mila. The Tony Niskar Balabais, the Loi Niskar Shliach, a Shliach Mo. If the Balabos reminded himself in the middle, the Shliach still did not remind himself, it's a Shliach Mo. Niskar Ushneim, if both of them remembered that it's Hegdish Tikimoni, and the Shliach still continued, the shliach still continued spending the money, so chembeni mo vatam. So the chembeni that accepts the money, he's the moil. Lafid the mila ain ala b'shaygik ki the frishes, because mila is only b'shaygik. Lafikach moil oisai shaloi niska. So the one who did not remember that it's hegdish tike money, he'll be moil. But if the shliach himself remembered, balabai is more. Now, there are three nekudas here, which I'd like to mention. Nekuda number one, Tachsna d'pnei Yeshua's Moira, we had mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, to mahalchim, how one can understand this concept of divrei harav, divrei atalmud, divrei mishaymen. And the Kivega says pshat is that the shliach had no right to offer his services. Rabbi Yishlom said one should not do such an action. And he says you should do it. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to listen to the Rabbi Yishlom, not to him. So there's no din shliches. So there's another head that Barisham said that I gave you a parsha of shlichus and your pula could help for yena. If it's a proper shlichus, a shlichus busy, you have no right to do it, you did it. There's no parsha of shlichus. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. Then we mentioned the Sma. The Sma says a different pshat. The Sma and Tosis and Baba Kama, that it's a different concept in Gansen. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud means that the Mishaleach can shirk his responsibilities from whatever was done. And the Mishaleach says as follows, I told him to burn Yenim's house. I thought he'd listen to me. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaleach. I'll tell him to jump off the Empire State Building. He'll jump off. Oh, I'll be responsible. Since when? I didn't have the faintest idea. He listened. I told him he should do it. But he's not supposed to listen to me. So therefore, I'm not at all responsible for his actions because he shouldn't have listened to me. He told him to listen to me. That's the Smaz Mahalach in Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the Mishaleach says I'm not responsible. I didn't think he'd listen to me. Now, Tosfos had understood the case of Mila speaking about, the both of them are shogegim. That the owner did not know that this is kodesh tikemoni, the shliach didn't know that this is kodesh tikemoni. So Mamela, so Tosfos said, well, if no one knows it's kodesh tikemoni, so this concept of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah does not apply here at all because everyone thinks they're not doing anything wrong. So why should you say ein shliach l'dvar avera? So Tosfos answers, I'm making a kibbutz. It's speaking about that the shliach reminded himself later that this is kodesh tikemoni, and he continued to use this money to buy something for the mishalach. So here already we have the concept of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishnah. So now, if we learn like Rabbi Kivega, that the whole concept is, you had no right to listen to him. And the whole Pasha Shlichus is, if you're listening to someone that you're permitted to listen to, so there's a Pasha of Shlichus that your actions help for him, are equivalent, you know, he did it. But if you had no right to listen to him, so there's no Pasha of Shlichus. That's why I didn't give Shlichus on Samazai if you're doing Kineged Ratzon Hashem. So according to Rabbi Kivega, it's very good. In the middle of, before he purchased with the Hegdish money, he purchased this Cholot, he realized that it's Hegdish money, and he continues buying it for the Mishalach. So there should be no din shliches. Who told you to do it? You have no right to do it. So Memele, so we should say, ein shlich l'dvar aveira. That's what we need a special pasuk to tell us by Mi'ila. It's a special case, yes, shlich l'dvar aveira. Fine. But if we learn like the Sma says that the whole lumbus of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnayim is because the Mishalach Kentaina, I never thought he'd listen to me, so I'm not responsible for the Shlichus. That's the lumbus. So over here, the Mishalach never found out that it's Kodesh Tikemoni. The Shlich found out. The Mishalach still thinks that he did not do anything wrong. So still, so if the lumbus is, he's coming with a taina, I'm not responsible for his actions, here you can't say, because I didn't think he'll do it. Here you told him something that you assumed he would do. So you should say, yes, shlich l'dvar aveira. So from this place, it would seem not like the Sma, not like Rabbi Kivega. That's halacha aleph. Anoche Beis and Anoche Gimel, yesterday we had mentioned a Mordike Neide B'Yude, Chelik Ebenezer, Simen Ayin Hei. The Neide B'Yude says as follows, a Mordike Chiddish, which is, that I just alterated Chassam Sofer says Klo, not like that, but Al Kaponim, Neide B'Yude is a Neide B'Yude. Neide B'Yude says that if a Tomei will tell a Toyer to go into the Beis HaMikdash, the Tomei will be chayiv al tzbiyas mikdash, because the Gemara says about Metziah, if the shliach is alav b'chiyuvi, he says yes shliach l'dvar aveira. So therefore the Tomei will be chayiv. So we explained how did the Neidib Yudit appellate the Kevach. Toy went into the Beis HaMikdash and the Tomei is chayiv. I see they bring down a similar case. Chassam Sofer said, "Chas v'shalom," but Reuven will tell Shimon, "Be boil your wife." So Reuven will be chayv. Well, I should see. Shimon is a lab b'chiyuve, and he's mutter, and Reuven, you think you're shlichusi? The Meila will say, "Chassam Sofer says Chas v'shalom," but according to Nebuchadnezzar, it should be like that. But Al Kaponim, we see from the Neida B'Yuda that the concept of Shlichus is we are done ki ilu, that which was done al yedei ha-shliach is ki ilu the Mishalach had done it. That's the concept of Shlichus. I don't look the way it was in reality done. In reality, a Torah went into the Beis HaMikdash. In reality, nothing was done. But the Neida B'Yuda learns Pshat, the parasha of Shlichus is the Shluch Shon Kabaisa, I consider ki ilu the Mishalach had done this Pa'ula, which was done b'shlichusa, and if the Mishalach had done this Pa'ula, so the, a person came in with Tum in the Mikdash. That's Amayli Kechidish. Amal Kapon, that's what Neida B'Yuda says. So according to say Rashi, also like the Neida B'Yuda, that's why Rashi says that the Shliach won't be Chayiv, the Mishalach will be Chayiv, if the shliach, if we would say yes, shliach l'dvar abeira, so I did it. That's the parsha of shlichus. That whatever was done through me, not through you. So with this, we can understand two halachas that our Taisva says. One halacha Taisva says. What Taisva says here, amoyredik yolkimte. The process of meila, how was it done? The process of Mila was done through a shliach. Let's give them names. Reuven was the Mishalach, Shimon was the shliach. Shimon had hegdishtike money. And Shimon goes, and then, while before Shimon enters the store to buy a choluk, Shimon realizes this is hegdishtike money. He comes into the store, he knows that it's hegdish, and he goes to the storekeeper, he says, I want to buy a shirt with the money. He buys the shirt, finished. So, and that the Mishnah says, Reuven brings a kol mila. Reuven brings a kol mila. That's the case. I ain't sure about Avera. We have a posik. We have a klal that mila is only b'shegig. I mean, the kol that keren chaimish v'ashem is only b'shegig. B'meizit, there's no kol. There's no chiyuve mila b'meizit. This meila, this taking money of hegdish and using it with tzorech hedyet, who did this action? Amazed did it. A person who knew this is hegdish dikim money, and he went, b'mazed, he went and bought a shirt with it. And what does it say? The mishalach is more. Mishalach was a shaygik. But the maisa was amazed. The maisa mila was amazed. But if we'll say Taisvis holds, like the Neida B'Yuda, it's gebaldik. The maisa, what occurred was we have to done ke'ilu, this was done through the mishalach. You don't look the way he did it. He's a shliach. So you have to look at it ke'ilu, the mishalach had done what he had done. The mishalach is an ignorant person. The mishalach is a shaygig. So this pula was done through the mishalach. So there's a din me'ilah. So that is why the mishalach brings a kol me'ilah. We should understand one halacha of Taisvis. Taisvis says another halacha. What will be the din the other way around? If the Mishalach will be amazed, Mishalach, Mishas Mais, when he made him a shliach, he was under the impression that it was money shall choil. He makes him a shliach, buy a shirt for me. In the middle of the way, the Mishalach reminds himself, oh, that's Kodesh to Kemani. So Mishalach is now no more shaygit. The shliach is weiter ignorant, he doesn't know anything. And the shliach goes and purchases a shirt for the mishalach. So Taisha says, who's going to be the moyo? The shliach will be the moyo, not the mishalach. Because the mishalach is amazed. So, again, we have to look at the mishalach is amazed. But the maisa me'ila was done through a shliach who was a shegig. And that is why we say the shliach is chayiv, because he was Mael B'Shegek. So again, Dachsamel, we see from Taisvis this Yisod. Legabi the din shlich is to be Mechayiv the Mishalach. He can only be Mechayiv the Mishalach if we'll consider that the Maise, that the Shliach had done, Ki'ilu the Mishalach had done it. And if the Mishalach had done it, there wouldn't be a din Mila because he's amazed. So therefore, the Mishalach will not be Mael, and then the Shliach will be Mael. So the Gemara says, "V'neilof mina." So now you just told me there's a pasuk. Let's go back to the Gemara. There's a pasuk that by Mi'ilu we say, Yesh li'ev le'dvar aveya. So let's learn out from Mi'ilu, Ma'amatzinu. So the Gemara says, Mishim ba'ave Mi'ilu u'shlichas yad shnei k'sum aboim kechot. In two places it says, Yesh li'ev le'dvar aveya. And we have a klal, if two psukim tell us the same aloche, so that's the, so the Torah is spelling out that you can't learn out one from the other. Because why did the Torah have to write it in two places? Learn out, if you want to learn that kol ha-Torah kula. So you can learn that shlichas yad also from Me'ilah. And if the Torah had to write it, so that's telling you, davke where it says, there's a din shlichas. But any other place cannot be learned out. So Me'ilah, so we have a Torah. Now the Gemara says, Mila, let's see. So let's now make a cheshme. Mila or da mora. Okay, Mila, we have a posik chet chet mitrume. Shlichas yad mayiv. Where by shlichas yad does it say ye shlichat varavei? And the sign you learned about Isa. It says, by a shomer apikodin, al kol devar pesha. Ve shamei oimrim, what's kol devar pesha? Lechayiv al hamachshove kemaisa. A moire dike chumre, ve shamei says. We hear here a shomer, and the Shomer decided he had a keli of the mafkid. He decided he's going to use it. He had no right to use it. He's very thirsty. He has a glass. He's going to use it, or he said he's going to use it. So he's going to use it, and a crystal glass. He's going to use it, and so if he would have picked it up to use, he's a gazel. You have no right to use Yanim's glass. So Memela, and then we put it down, and let's say a cat jumped on it and it broke. He's high. He's a gazan. He's high bonsen. But he didn't do it. He just made up his mind. He's going to do it. And then the same cat comes along and jumps on the table and pushes down the glass and it shatters to pieces. So according to Beis Shammai, the shomer is chayiv. You became a gazan with your machshove or with your dibbo. We'll say. And you're considered a shaleich yad. In the parsha of Shemu Pekodin, you're a shaleich yad. No, there's no such thing. If you were shaleich yad, if you did a maisik zeila, you picked it up to use, then you're a shaleich yad. But like this, not a shaleich yad. Shenema, even like shalach yodai. The pasuk says, shalach yodai, umlech eschayei. Amr Rabbi Shamil Rabbi Silla will I nema al kol dvar pesha. It says dvar pesha. Amr Rabbi Silla Rabbi Shama will I nema im lo yisholach yodai v'mlech eschayei. It says sholach yodai. Amr Rabbi Shamil Rabbi Silla im kain al kol dvar pesha. Amr, you tell me im lo yisholach yodai. So what do you do with the dvar pesha? It says the dibur of saying he's going to do a pesha. So Basil answered, Shayochel Ainli Elohu. Know what Vapesha means? If he was Shaleich Yad, he's Chayev. But what? Oh, Malaav, they lishluch him in nine. What if he told the Shlich, you pick it up for me? The Shlich picked it up for him. And then it dropped. Tamad Loima, I'll call the Vapesha. So the Vapesha tongue must have this in Shlichus of Varabeira by Shlichus Yad. So Memelis, we have here two psukim, we have Mi'ila, Chet Mitrume, we have Alkol Dvar Pesha, two psukim, we say, Yesh Lich Dvar Aveir, but all over now. So the Gemara says, O Nichel Beis Hillel. Fine, according to Beis Hillel, we have Al Dvar Pesha. Elo Le Beis Shammai, the Mukmil Le Laikro, the Machshove Kemais, according to Beis Shammai. So you don't have two psukim that say, Yesh Lich Dvar Aveir. Neilach Minei. So let's learn out from from Mila. We only have one pasuk, so let's make a mamatzino. So the Gemara says, Mishum dave Mila tvicha u'mechire shnei k'sum aboim kecha. They have another aveire that the Torah said, yesh liach l'dvar aveire. Tvicha mechire. Chol shnei k'sum aboim kecha od ein melamde. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Mila od amora. By Mila we have the pasuk, chet chet mitrumeh. Tvicha u'mechire mayi. It says, if a ganef stole something and then shechted it, if he stole a sheva seh, and he shechted it or sold it, so he's mechuyev dalad vei. So the pasuk says, when the pasuk speaks about the chiv of dalad vei, it says as follows, Omakro, utvachoi oy mecholoi. So it says he shechted it or he sold it. So ma mechira, so we're makish tviche to mechira. Ma mechira al yedei achet. Just like mechira, there's a second party involved in the mechira. You sell it to someone. Av tviche al yedei achet. So make a hekish, so tviche is also al yedei achet. So memeila, so watch a tviche al yedei achet. I made someone a shlich to shecht it for me. So here I have a gzeres hakosel. This hekish tells me that that the chiyuv of tviche, the einish, the knas of tviche is through shliches. And how do we know this? From makish tviche to mechira. That I saw in Mishnas Alevin at the Shmuel, they bring down a gishmake kasha that the hekish is not the same. By mechira, who's selling it? The ganav is selling it. The chet of mechira is through the ganav. I mean, the avera of mechira is you're selling stolen goods. That's the avera of mechira. That's what the Torah counts them. So the avera of mechira is the selling of stolen of a stolen share, I said. So that's the avera. The avera you did yourself. In order to sell, you have to have a buyer also, but the aveira of mechira was done through the ganav. You're telling me by tviche, the ganav will be chayiv if someone else will shecht. So that's not the same like mechira. By tviche, someone else is doing the aveira. By mechira, I'm doing the aveira, but there's someone else who's participating in the mechira. So how can you learn that from a hekish? That tvich is dumi the mechira. Fine. If you make tvich, dumi the mechira. But it should be dumi the mechira that mechira, the, thereby mechira, the ganav is doing the avera. Here by tvich, you want to learn out that someone else is doing the avera. That's what others ask. So the Mishnah Salevi wants to say something very good. Every mechira is done with a maise kinyan. So the, let's say if you're mois kindness, so the lekech gave money, mechira kindness, so, Lekech was Moishechit. I mean, to finalize and to make possible the Maise Mechire, the Moishechit can't make a Maise Mechire alone. That means the Aveira of Mechire is not done solely through the Moishechit. He has assistance in doing the Maise Aveira. Not Stamuzay, I sold it to him and he's Grada Lekech, but I did the whole Maise Aveira. No, the Mais Aveira, the finalization of the transaction is done through the Lekeach. The Lekeach makes the Mais Akinyan. So the Aveira, which is the transaction of Mechira, is Nigmar through someone else in your Chayiv. So Memela, that's the Hekesh, so the Hekesh is, so by Tvich, it also can be Nigmar through someone else. Yeah, perhaps here's three quarters, here's two, that's irrelevant already. But the Maisa Aveira of Mechire is done together with another party and the Ganav is Chayiv. So we say the same thing by Tviche. That's the first limud. The way Rabbi Shmuel Tana, oi, le Rabbi says a shlich, tvachoi, oi mechorei. They could have said, mechorei. Mav also could mean like oi. Said an aleph, so that, That's coming to be Marba Shlich. The Vecheskiye Tone Tachas L'Rabbi Sasa Shlich, Tachas Asher, Tachas Aseh. So that's how we learn out Yeshlich Udvar Avere by Balud Bay. So that's the Makur of Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara says as follows. Let's see Rashi. Shlichus yabe pikodn. Neilt min alachol dvar abeira dir shlich, shlichus yabe pikodn. Alkol dvar pesha. Bosrim le sholach yod eksiv. Machayb ala machshova yal adibo. Shimoma aichosha le shlich yabe pikodn. Reihu bershusoy meheise sho ve eilach vizchay bachol onzim shayala boy. Afalav yishay mechinim shlichayb adachshav ela bepshiv. Now yishayb afilo onzim. Even though someone else participated in the tvich. How do we know this? Other than hekish. Now things are pretty good. We have here either a lima from Shlichus Yad according to Beis Hillel, we have a lima from Tzvicha Mechir according to Beis Shammai, Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Ke'echad, is Ein Melamden, and so now it's beautiful. Frekta Gemore, no, we're not finished yet. Ha'nicha Lamandi Yoma, Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Ke'echad, Ein Melamden. There's a machlokes, if the Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Ke'echad Melamden or Ein Melamden. So according to the man Yomer that says Ein Melamdim, so we have here to Psukim, so it's Gvaltik. El Laman Yomer Melamdim, but if you hold snakes and bone kechon, Melamdim ikalameim. So how do you know in Shlichet Dvar Aveire? So we had mentioned already once, what's the svar of Melamdim? The svar of Melamdim is that you say Torah because of Lokro. You say, Akasha, why did the Torah have to write it a second time? No. Torah wrote it again. Torah because of Lokot. Doesn't mean that since the Torah wrote it twice, and that's a gili, the halacha only applies when you have a posik on it. No, Torah because of Lokot. The Torah, you could have figured it out all by yourself. The Torah wanted to save you a job. The Torah wrote down the halacha by Tzvicha Mechir also. But it doesn't mean anything that by another place you say ancient. It means here, two places the Torah wrote it down. That's enough already, and then you want to figure out all other places, learn out from these two. So if you hold next to my boy, and Melamdin, Mayikalameim. So the Gemara says, I have a new pasik that says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveich. What is this new pasik? Goli Rachmone B'Shchut Eichutz. There's a pasik by Shchut Eichutz. What is the case of Shchut Eichutz? A person shechted a kolben chutz lazorah. Now, the pasuk says like this, Dom yechoshev le'ish hahu, it's considered like he's a murderer by shechting this kolben. Dom shofach. Now, what's that? Hahu is a miut. Dom yechoshev le'ish, this person who shechted it. So why did we're talking about a person who shechted it. So this is hahu is a miut. Hu v'loi shluchai. Finished. So we have here a miut that ain't shliach l'dvar rabeir. So by shchut echutz, ain't shliach l'dvar rabeir. Fine. So now I have two psukim that we say yesh shliach l'dvar rabeir, that's by mi'ile and tzvicha mechire, or shliach shad. And then we have one pasuk that says ain't shliach l'dvar rabeir by shchut echutz. Fine. In fact, the Gemara, but that doesn't help the situation. Ashkechen gabi shchut echutz. B'chol ha-teire minola. How do you know? Nakol ha-teire kula. You have some places you say yesh lich ha-dvar ha-beire. Some places you say ain't lich ha-dvar ha-beire. How do you know b'chol ha-teire kula what the din is? B'chol ha-teire minola di-yalof mishchut echutz. That you learn out from shchut echutz ain't lich ha-dvar ha-beire. Ha-di-yalof mishchut echutz. Ne'lof mei-hanoch. Someone says, yeah, it's a good question. We should say, "Pum fakir, b'chum remakshin, b'chum shayeshu chedvar abe, to punish the mishal." Abal kaponim. Mother says, "I have another pasuk. Hada kasav rachmane, v'nichas ha'ish hahu." The same pasuk that this one who made shvut echutz. If he did it, he'll get kares. So now, we're talking about the same case of Shchut. I know very much Shchut Echutz, that he did not in Shlichus. It said, Dan Yechoshev Li Shahu. And then it says, Nachamu, V'nichas Ei Shahu, not if it was done to a Shlichus. Why do you need two times by Shchut Echutz to tell me that there's not in Shlichus? That is Zichra unnecessary. So the second time, Imei Ve'inyin Legufay, Ne'inyin l'chol ha'teire kula. So now the second pasuk is miyuta to tell me not ein shlichus by shchut echutz, ein shlichus b'chol ha'teire kula. Let us see Rashi. Ma'ikal ha'meima ne'lev minei de shlichut v'arabeira. Hu v'lo yishluchay galsinim. Lamandi yom ha'im alamdi. The last one, no, that goes on later. So now it's gewaldic. Now, so Shalom al Yisrael, I have here a miyuta deke, miyuta and shlicha, to tell me that b'chol ha'teira kula, and shlicha dvar aveira. So now the Gemara says, but now let's go back. Let's make a summary of what we have said. There's a man de yoma that says, Shneksu maboim kechot eimalamde. So memele, so this is sufficient to teach us that ein shlichut v'ara v'ere b'chol ha'teire kula. So hani ahu ahu my dovish bu. So why do you need these two ahus to tell me that you're not chayiv to a shliach? Hashteitzach. Shteksum bon kechot ein melamdim. So I learn out there yes shliach, all over ein shliach. So you have two extra ahus. So the Gemara says, chad lemu'utei shnayim sho'ichsim b'sakin b'sho'ichsim. Now who is coming to tell us if one person did it? He shechted it and he's chayiv. If two people will make a united shchita, the potter. So the who is coming to tell me something else. The chad who, and another one is coming to tell us, we'll see how the drasha goes, v'loy onus, hu v'loy onus, hu v'loy shoygik, hu v'loy muta. That the chi of Koris is only when he's amazed. Ma'v'yosai. Fine. So memele, so now we're aftuf yahol, shnek sumbom kechot eim alamdin, Zayn Shlichat V'Araveir I learned from the Eim Alamdim, from the Shnei Ksuvim, and these Ahus are coming to tell me different halachas, that Tu Shachtem HaPoter, Hu V'Layonos, Hu V'Lay Shoygi. V'Idoch, Osama says, ooh, you're just telling me now there are other halachas we learn now from this Ahu. So now, according to the one that holds Shnei Ksuvim Bom Kechod, Melamdim. So you told me, oh, so how do you know in Shlichat V'Araveir, from Ahu Ahu, figure it out. You need this ahu ahu to tell me something else. Shnei shluchim, shnei shnayim, shneim sheichtim, ahu v'layoynes. Ve'idach mehu hahu. I mean, it should have said, dam yechoshev le'ish, hu dam shofach. So, it says hahu. The hu is a brick, the hey is a brick. So I make two droshes. One to tell me en shliach, one to tell me hu v'loy shnayim. The idach, oh, so now we have two drushes. So now, according to you, ein shliach we know from Shnei Ksuvim. From who we know Shnayim. What do you do with the ha? So he says, who, ha, who, like that. This already doesn't make a name. This is not two drushes. One. This is one drushe. So finished. Zogt Rashi, Lamandim and Melamdim, Bless on the mail of Mimile Utviche de Shlicha Dvaravere, whom is Svore ein Shliach, the Islam Lameima, the Yeshla Ushmoy Divrei Arav, Hani Yahu Ahu, my Dorishpo. Now, Agav Uche, I'd just like to mention for 1 minute, this is a Yeseidus to Kerashi, this is a Yeseidus Machlekes Rashi in Taisvis, that what is the Svore if you hold Shneksum Aboim Kechod ein Melamdim? So Rashi seems to learn Ein Melamdim is not a miyut. Dafke here yeshlich, and all over there's no shlich. Ein Melamdim means that all the time you can make a mamatzin, you can learn out from this. Here, Ein Melamdim, from these, you can't learn out. What's the halacha? I don't know. You can't learn out from these two. If you have another makah, langizun tahay. But from these two, you can't learn out. So Rashi says, so if you hold Ein Melamdim, so then I'll go back to my svara. I have a svar divrei rav divrei talmud divrei mishaymen. So that tells me ein shliach. And from here you can't learn out yes shliach. So the Gemara says, what do you need ahu ahu? Lamut eshtayim oichsim shepturim echatos eshrut echutz. Huvelionus to whom Ashmishe be Yavyosai be Yishav Date. Kesovish next to Mom Kechet, another goes on further. Zakte Gemara Baita. Vahadatoni. We learned Ha'oimer Lishluchai Tsei Haroig Sanesh. We learned a person told the Shliach, kill someone. Who Chayev Vishel Chayv Potter. So the Tanakhama says that the murderer is Chayiv and the Shliach is Potter. Shamai Hazokein Oimer Mishum Chagai Hanovi, Shulchov Chayiv. The Shleach is Chayiv. Shenema Oisoi Horakto Becherev Bnei Amon. The Gemara brings a posik that Nosen Hanovi told David HaMelech, you killed him Becherev Bnei Amon. He sent Uriah to the front, and so Bekitzer, you killed him. So from here we learn out that Yeshliach Lidvar Avere and the Mishalach is Chayiv. My time is the Shammai Hazokin. Now here Shammai Hazokin seems to say that the Ritzeich is Chayiv. So the Gemara wants to say a few Malchim. Either Ksova Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echod Milamdim. Tohu ahu leidorish. That means he holds Shneksum Bom Kechad Melamdin, so therefore, so we can learn out Yeshlichat Varavere from Me'ila and Shlichus Yad, or Me'ila and Tvich Mechire. Tohu ahu leidorish, so the who is coming to tell me Shnayim Shoichid, or Shnayim Shoichdim, who will I muta. So he holds Yeshlichat Varavere. The boy is saying that la'olam dorish. Really, he holds shneksum bom klechod melamden, ein melamden. And me'mele, you know, in shlichut varavere, u'may chayev, chayev bedinei shamayim. He's chayev bedinei shamayim. That was Shammai Zog said, he's chayev bedinei shamayim. Bichlal detan nekam esov afilo bedinei shamayim nami pota? What do you mean? I go and tell over that I tell Reuven, go kill Shimon. Reuven goes and kills Shimon. And then the one who tells Reuven comes in the Himmel. Man, I see the Gan Eden, quiet of this world. You know, because of you, Shimon was, I didn't do a thing. I'm innocent. I'll bring a lawyer along with him. I'll upon him. Didn't Shemayim, he won't be chayev, please. And then Shemayim, they won't recognize this Avle. So the Gemara says, The chilek is what kind of a din will get bedinei shamayim. That means like this: according to Beis Shammai, in Beis Shammai you're a ritzeach. We have a special gehenna for rotzchem. And this world, they shlichet varaver. But at the other world, you're a ritzeach. We say shlichet varaver. That's according to Shammai. According to the Tanikame, not in the cell with the rotzchem. But you are mesavev someone's ritzicha. It's not din rabbe, it's din zute. There's a smaller din, but there's a din also. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi. Some things from Bom Kechem Lamed Biach Mila Tvicha. The Shichet Varavere. Ani Yehu Doshul Chad Lamuti Shnayim Oichsim Chad Lamuti Onus. Let's like Rosh Adu Ahu. Michlal Tzane Kame Bit Mie. Din rabbe v'din zute kibenayel. Shamay Mechayev v'din rabbe ba'oinish kodol. He's a retzeich, and the kamalei manish kula hai kahoyrig atzmoy, elo kegoyrim.